June 4th. Jesus says, I love all souls. I love those of the plain who live as my heart desires for your good, of the meek, as I am meek, of the generous who expiate for all, and continue my passion, of the merciful who imitate me in regard to their brothers and sisters. I love sinners, because it is for them that I became the Redeemer, and went up unto the cross. Their sins bring me pain, but do not extinguish my love for them, do not extinguish the desire to clasp them to my breast once they have repented. I love the little souls that do not lack imperfections, but that are rich in love blotting out the imperfections. I love you that are named Maria, the sweetest of names for me, my mother's name. That name which is a shield and defense against the wiles of the devil, that name which is heavenly music, that name which makes our Trinity bolt with joy, that name with which I surrounded myself in life and at the hour of death. Mary Magdalene and Mary Cleophas, those faithful to me and to my mother, believe in this love for you. Feel this cove around you. Poor soul. You can find nothing but my heart that is able to love you as you need to be loved. I have loved you so much that I have even satisfied your whims, not very reasonable in reality, sanctioning your castles in the air with actual events. Not because that is pleasing to me, but because I did not want to diminish you in the face of the world, and because I knew that even those whims would later turn into a weapon for penance and love, and thus for holiness. I have loved you so much that I have been able to wait for you. I would watch you acting like a frisky little goat, and would sometimes smile, and sometimes be sad. But I never got angry, because I knew that my little goat would one day become a lamb. If I had not loved you as I have loved you, do you think you would be what you are? No. Consider carefully that you would only have gotten worse and worse. But I was there watching over you. Do not be afraid of my caresses. Jesus never causes fear. Abandon yourself. With your heart and your generosity, give me everything. And take everything from me. Last night, this morning, on the great pyre of sacrifice for peace, you placed your little sacrificial shield, with a smile squeezed out of love, struggling against the human tears that sought to well up, against the murmuring of the enemy who wanted to disturb you. Oh, beloved, this sacrifice of yours, made with the joy of love, shall not be forgotten. I now ask something of you. You know, and the thought brings you pain, that many consecrated hosts are scattered amidst filth and ruins, in the devastation of churches. It is as if I were swept away, for I am in the sacrament. Well then, in an ideal way, place your love like a precious carpet, like a tablecloth of purest linen, to gather me as Eucharist, struck, wounded, profaned, driven away from my tabernacles, not by the little men striking my churches, they are nothing but the instruments, but by Satan, who moves them. By Satan, who knows that the pace is quickening, and that this is one of the decisive battles anticipating my coming. Yes, behind the screen of races, supremacies, and rights, behind the motive of political necessities, heaven and hell are in reality concealed, combating each other. And it would suffice for half of the believers in the true God, but, what am I saying? Less than this. Less than a quarter of believers truly, to believe in my name in order for Satan's weapons to be crushed. But where is faith? Love me as Eucharist. The Eucharist is the heart of God. It is my heart. I gave you my heart at the Last Supper. I always give it to you, provided you want it. And you will not conceive the Christ in yourselves, and give birth to him, unless you are able to make his heart live in you. When in a woman's womb a child is formed, what is formed first of all? The heart. So it is with the life of the Spirit. You will not give the Christ, unless you form his heart in yourselves by loving the Eucharist, which is life and true life. By loving as my mother loved me, just conceived. Oh, what caresses, through her virgin flesh, for me, formless and tiny, who quivered in her, with my little embryonic heart. Oh, what pulsations, through the dark recesses of the organism, I communicated to her heart, from the depths of that living tabernacle, where I took shape to be born, and die for you, crucifying the heart of my mother at my own cross, for your sakes. But I communicate the same pulsations to your hearts when you receive me. Your carnal and intellectual heaviness does not let you perceive them, but I give them to you. Open yourself entirely to receive me many times a day. I cannot say to you, at every instant, but if you were a cherub, and not a creature, with the weariness of matter, I would say, every instant, repeat this prayer. Jesus, who are struck in our churches by the hand of Satan, I worship you in all the consecrated hosts scattered and destroyed amidst the ruins. Take me as your ciborium, as your throne, as your altar. I know I am not worthy of this, but you love to stay among those who love you, and I love you for my sake, and for the sake of whoever does not love you. May pain turn me crimson like blood, so that I may become a worthy ornament to receive you, that want to be like us in this hour of war. May my love be a lamp burning before you, most holy sacrament, and my holocaust, incense. So be it. Footnote. The sentence is repeated and explained in the dictation of June 12.